Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Well, we have all read and watched the stories of illegal immigrant children and some adults coming across the Mexican border. Then we fly them all over the United States. But my question is, why don't we just fly them back to Mexico? The reason is that the policy of this administration is to allow this immigration over the last 4 years. This will undermine the structure of this great country of ours. President Obama's goal, in my opinion, is to reduce the influence of our country in the world and to reduce our overall structure. He sees it as leveling the playing field. Removing our troops from Iraq was one step. And who does that help? Not the citizens of Iraq, but the Brotherhood or ISIS. Our president has never thought of our nation as an exceptional country. Well, he is wrong. History shows us that we have helped countries throughout the world. We should still be in Iraq helping those people and preventing the radicals from taking over refineries and other strategic locations. Already the terrorists have taken over the country's second largest city. So what is our president going to do? We should be providing military support that Iraq desires through drone strikes, supply of weapons, reconnaissance, targeting assistance, and improved and expanded training for their troops. Then, of course, one of the basic problems in that country is that it's a religious war, and it continues to thrive. There is fear that the Kurds, Sunnis, and Shiites will never reach an agreement because of their differences in philosophy. However, our president can no longer turn a blind eye towards this country, no matter how bad things get. This exceptional nation has paid for Michelle Obama's trip to Ireland, which cost us taxpayers over $7 million. And to top it off, they go away for a family vacation to Hawaii. The president returns on Air Force One, but Michelle Obama and their children come home on a different plane at a cost of $175,000 per hour. This is money that could have gone towards paying down our national debt. Well, finally, the American people have had enough. The polls show President Obama has low favorable ratings. I guess I should be thankful to him for giving me a lot of material to comment on. I leave you with a point to ponder. Do you think our country will survive two more years of this administration, or are we destined to go down the road of Saul Alinsky? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.